Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Happy New Year, everybody. There's a lot of joy in this studio today. And I was talking about when I was just a young child. And we lived there in Abilene. And there was a guy that would ride his bicycle by in front of our house. I'd be playing out in the front yard, and he'd say, "Hey, big head, I bet you ain't got no brains in it." And, well, if I ever get big enough, he'll never say that to me again. And, well, anyway.
Well, did you get big enough?
Yeah. Okay. but then one day, this big chunk of cement or something, and he threw it, and my football was laying there on the ground. And it bounced off of the football and hit and broke my nose, so I got paid back.
Walk in love.
No, I didn't. But I love him now. And I was, and too, if you're out there, partner, and hey, call me. I love you, man. Praise God. Father, we love you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because you first loved us. And love is the key issue of life. Everything works around love. Faith works by love, and grace works by faith.
Praise God.
So without love, there's no grace, and without grace, we're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And we praise you and thank you today for the mighty word of the living God, our covenants of promise. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Let's go back to 1 John once again, please. As I mentioned before, year before last, the Lord had me read the book of 1 John every day. I mean, I read it for weeks and weeks and weeks. And it's amazing. For instance, I made a note right here on 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect or mature love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He that fears is not made perfect or not mature in love. And I wrote in red, 4:18, he's loved all the fear out of me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I picked that up reading that every day. He has loved all the fear out of me. And I've come to that place, I just don't have any fear. Well, and you'll like this. The Lord, Gloria and I went to our prayer cabin in Arkansas, and we got all of the children promises we could find. And we were there up there and just got our concordances and everything out in the middle of the bed. And while we were up there, and Kelly and John were just small, and while we were up there, the Lord spoke to us and said, Don't ever jump out from behind a wall and go boo and frighten them and think it's funny. It is not. He said, my enemy is fear, and the spirit of fear is the devil. So we never did do that. He said, you teach them to be respectful and not afraid. So we did that. And I remember we were over at my dad's house, and this had just happened. So I took Kelly and John by the hand, and we walked downstairs where our car was parked. I don't know if you remember this or not. Anyway, I said, now guys, now look at this. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah. I said, but look at the size of this thing. Now, you don't need to be afraid of cars, because one of these days you're going to want to drive, and then eventually you'll have your own. But you need to respect them. You don't say, sweetheart, now don't be playing out in the street. A car might run over you and kill you. No. So we just taught them in love. And we said, now, when you start to cross a street, you need to look both ways and be very, very careful before you walk across that street. Because look at the size of that thing. It squashes you like a bug. But cars are good. You don't need to be afraid of them, but you need to respect them. Well, I kept teaching like this, and John walked out. My dad's, there was a deck on top of their garage, and he walked out there on that deck. It was just about that same time. And there was a pigeon landed on the fence railing. John walked up there and said, "Bird, the world goes around and you may never see me again." Where on earth did you get that? And so then he was hanging out over that railing.
That's very deep.
Deep. So he was hanging out over that railing, and I just said, and I got over there with him. I said, "Look down there." He said, "Yeah." I said, "John, if you fall off that, it'd break your head open, wouldn't it?"
"Yeah."
I said, "Well, don't be hanging off there like that." "Okay. No fear." Then later, when we had the full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship meeting in the Queen Mary, docked there in where at Long Beach?
Huge ship.
And so, and as a speaker there, we had an upper suite, and they took us in there to show us the suite and all, and then they were bringing the luggage up. And Gloria and Kelly were looking all around, and I turned around. I thought, "Where is John?" I turned around. That little rascal. The porthole was open, and he was about halfway out of it. So I walked up there and just hooked my finger in his belt loop and stuck my head out there. I said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm just looking." And I said, "Look down." He looked down. I said, "That's a long way down there, isn't it?" "Yeah." I said, "Do you know how far?" "No." I said, "It's about 90 feet. So, I said, "Well, you're hanging halfway out the hole, boy. Now get back in here." "Okay." You don't teach fear. And both of them are still that way. They respect things, but they don't walk around, "Oh, I'm afraid to do this, I'm afraid to do that." No. They were never taught fear as children. So they didn't grow up with it. Fear is instilled in children. But if you instill love in a child and teach them about fear, teach what it is and who is the spirit of fear, the devil himself, and he uses fear as a weapon.
You know, Dad, I think it's good to be aware that the enemy can plant fear without any help from parents.
Oh, yeah.
And being aware of that helps you to, not only for yourself, but also for your children. But I want to tell you about what happened to me not too long ago. I asked the Lord if I had a place of worry planted inside my heart, in my emotion, or soul. I say my heart, I mean my soul, because, you know, that wasn't refined when you got born again. So we have to pay attention to his correction, which you said, this is the year. This is a year you're going to find this correction, and it's compromise if we don't listen. So he said, I said, "Lord, do I have a worry door?" Because I've never felt like a worrier. And that word is double. It means divided into parts. So when you're worrying, you are double-minded.
Mm-hmm.
And so he,
and a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways.
And so I just want to tell you how simple it is with the Lord to get that word that you can stand on and let him fix the things out of you that need to come out. So I said, he said, "Yes." And I said, "Where did that door open?" And I wasn't even thinking about this till you brought this up. But do you remember, because I may remember it differently than you because I was three. But I remember in Tulsa, I didn't even talk to you about this. A German Shepherd jumped in our backyard.
Mm-hmm. I remember
the neighbors. I remember you with a water hose getting that dog out of the backyard. Now that probably, I hadn't even thought about that scene would pop. I've talked to you about shame works that way. These scenes that play back in your mind and you don't think about it. Stop and think about it. Ask the Lord about it. Why did that pop back up in my head? What is that rooted to? Because it's never random. Satan's feeding you right then. And so just this other day, though, I said, where did that open? And that popped into my head. And I realized that when that happened, the feeling that I had at 3 years old was worry for you. I was so worried for you. And to me, always, even as a grown-up, when that would pop back into my mind, I would sort of feel that without thinking about it, that I was concerned for you. And probably to you, that German Shepherd was nothing, but to me, you were in danger. And soon as the Lord popped that into my head and answered my question where it opened and let me see it, I realized that every fear or worry that's ever had a, like, even a chance to get at me had to do with my family and my kids. Mm-hmm. I mean, even when I've talked to you about, Dad, I'm dealing with this or that and the other, what was it over?
That's where you're the most vulnerable.
It was over my kids.
Over your children and your...
And that door opened, so I closed that door. But that's how easy life with him is.
I remember that dog, there was that little house there where we lived while I was going to war, you. And he had crawled under the fence, and boy, here he came. And so I walked out there, and I took the water hose, and I said, in the name of Jesus, you go back through that hole. And he stopped. And the minute I said the name of Jesus and squirted that water in his face, man, I mean, he jumped like he'd been shot.
See what I lived with.
But you can see that for 57 years, my heart had compromised. I didn't even know it because I've always been very strong against fear. And the Lord's helped me to resist it, rebuke it. But think about the ease of living without fear, without that root.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I just thought, I believe that helped somebody today.
Yes. That's good. We taught them to never be afraid of storms, that we have authority over storms. Yeah. And we were living there, our first home here in Fort Worth. And we were all headed to church one night. We were going over to Grace Temple for service that night. And we left the house. It wasn't dark yet. And there were two tornadoes out in front of us, one over here and one over there. And you could see that old green cloud bank across there. And the kids were leaning over the seat. And I said, kids, you want to take this one? Both of them at the same time. In the name of Jesus, you go back up where you belong. And man, here they went. We have seen that so many times. But you can't walk out there in fear and do that. But you go to and you don't do it without the Word of God, because Jesus did it. It's not because I'm such this big faith guy, because the two little faith guys did it. But they had been taught the power of the name of Jesus, and Jesus stopped the storm, and we have His name, therefore we can.
We do have respect for the storm.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And
would I go in a storm cellar? Absolutely. But it's going to hear from me before I go in there.
Right. And while you're in there.
Yeah. And just a couple of nights ago, we had thunderstorm come through and banging around. Gloria said, wake up. So I wish she said, check the weather.
He's the weatherman at the house.
So I went in there and got my iPad and checked it, and boy, sure enough, there it was. So I started to go back to bed. She said, and you better go talk to that. And I said, yeah, I believe it will. So I walked out there, and man, it was blowing and a lot of lightning right there over the house. So I walked out on the back porch at the top of my voice and told that thing that what it could not do and what it would do. You cannot, there'll be no hail, there'll be no flood, there'll be no tornadoes, not in this county, because we live here and this county belongs to us. And you'll not harm any of our partners in this area.
Amen.
Shut the door and went to bed. Mm-hmm. And I noticed it got kind of quiet. That thing ended in about 5 minutes.
I live close and I'm like, that was so fast. It just blew in and blew back out.
Praise God. Well, we have authority in these areas. But faith works by love. You don't fuss and fight all day and then that night go do that. Because the devil doesn't have to listen to you. He absolutely doesn't have to listen to you. Why? You're violating the commandment.
You can clean up real quick.
You could say power works by
love. Lord, forgive me.
Power does work by love. Yeah. Because faith is the power.
Repent real quick.
Just really quick.
Really quick.
And so, get to work. Now, back in this book of 1 John, the fourth and fifth chapters are just magnificent. In this fourth chapter, again, seventh verse, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. Mm-hmm. Isn't that good?
Amen.
Now, John was there that night, and we're going to read it in just a moment. And everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. He that loves not knows not God, for God is love. He has faith, but he is love. Mm-hmm. Now, if we want a good year this year, Peter said it like this, if you would love life, if you would love life, let no guile be in your mouth, or no deceit be in your mouth, and love one another. Wow. And those apostles were taught love because they argued and fussed for the whole 3.5 years. and it got them in trouble and all of that. But they came into that room that night after Jesus got Judas out of there, and then they settled into the seriousness of the night. Now, remember, they said, and this will go back to what we talked about last week about Judas's condition. Jesus offered him a sop out of his plate. That doesn't mean a thing in the world to Western-minded people, but to covenant-minded people, it means everything. You can find it in the book of Revelation. If you invite me in, I will come in and I will sup with you. Now, what that meant to covenant-minded Greeks in Ephesus and where John was a member of the church at Ephesus, and so was Jesus' mother. And Timothy was the pastor. And that's the reason the Apostle Paul said, don't let anybody despise your youth. Well, how would you like to pastor, marry the mother of Jesus, and John, arguably the greatest apostle of them all, because he's the only one they couldn't kill. And he's the apostle of love. He lived out his life. So, but love is the key issue in all these things. And when you read this, he loves not, knows not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that love sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved love, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation or the sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. Glory to God. And let 2022 be the year of love.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, love dwells in us, and His love is perfected in us. Now, look at the second chapter and the fifth verse. But whoso keepeth His word, in him verily is the love of God perfected or brought to maturity. Hereby know we are in Him. He that saith he abide Him ought himself also so to walk, even as He walked. Or so what do? We walk by faith.
Faith works by love.
And faith works by love.
Yeah.
Amen. So, I write no new commandment to you, but an old commandment, which you had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you had heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in Him and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light now shines.
Praise God.
He that saith he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness even until now. He that loves his brother abides in the light, and there's no occasion of stumbling in him.
But you could say there is occasion of stumbling is in him that does not walk.
Yeah, you don't walk in love. Yeah. Well, think about this. Jesus said there is a narrow way. There is a broad way that leads to destruction. Well, what is the narrow way? Let's find that in the book of Ephesians. Now, Ephesians chapter 5, in that fourth chapter, 31st verse, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, now look, for the sake of the anointing.
Oh, yeah.
Has forgiven you. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children and walk in love. Now listen to this. In the Classic Amplified, I got 30 seconds, just long enough to read this. Therefore, now King James says followers. Therefore be imitators of God, copy Him and follow His example as well-beloved children imitate their father. We need to imitate our father and walk in love, esteeming and delighting one another as Christ loved us and gave Himself for us, a slain offering and sacrifice to God for you, so that it became a sweet fragrance.
That's good.
And we're out of time.
Praise God.
Praise God. Come on, Jeremy, give us a word here, son.
Thank you, Papa. 1 John 4:18 says, there is no fear in love, but perfected love casts out fear. Now, I like how Brother Copeland said it, God loved all the fear out of me. God is love, and we are to love one another. How? By being imitators of God and walking in love with others.
God only says good things over your life. When you think, act, and speak the word for your health, family, and finances, that's what you'll have. But compromising the word of God will inevitably lead to failure. God's Word Final Authority is a CD teaching by Kenneth Copeland that will help you make the decision to never compromise the word again. Jesus, the Word in flesh, is your covenant partner. When you understand the covenant rights He bought and paid for you to have, you can take hold of them. He has a good future for you, one of health, mental and emotional wholeness, and financial freedom. Don't compromise and don't quit. Release the power of God's Word as your first and last word in every situation, and watch the Word go to work for you. The Word is where your victory starts. Align your heart and words with God's Word to live in His victory and overcoming faith. Request your free copy of Kenneth Copeland's CD series, God's Word Final Authority. Learn to make God's Word final authority in your life, and how everything you think, say, or do can agree with God's word to bring about his promises for you. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on 5 continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today at kcm.org.
KCM.org is a rich resource of word-based teaching. Brother Copeland calls KCM.org your study center. Now, you can find free resources and teaching materials on topics that are important to you, things like healing, protection, prayer, family, prosperity, so many more. Now, you never have to feel disconnected from the Word of God. Just log on to KCM.org. Keep the promises of God's Word going into your eyes and into your ears. Let them get down in your heart so that you can declare them by faith. And then you can watch the BVOV broadcast and events on demand. You can read prophecies and testimonies and articles from the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. You can also read the daily devotional From Faith to Faith. You can download the free BVOV study notes for each week of broadcast. And these notes contain all the scriptures and all the teaching points. And all of these can be shared with your family and your friends. So when you find life-changing word, you got to let somebody else in on it. You got to share that with them and let them experience that victory in their lives too. Amen. Now join us right back here on the broadcast again tomorrow. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland will be back with Kelly Copeland. You don't want to miss the exciting word that they're going to share with you. Thank you so much for joining us today, everybody. If you've missed anything leading up to these broadcasts, you can always go back and watch them for free at kcm.org. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember, God loves you. We love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on kcm.org or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on kcm.org or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.